Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, July 20th, 2015. Here are top stories.
Tonight, governors call for National Guard offices to be armed following the Chattanooga murders. Then, the price of gold plummets.
Reports that the military and militia got into a firefight in Whitney, Texas. And Wesley Clark and crew call to lock up their political opposition.
If these people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States as a matter of principle, fine, that's their right. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community for the duration of the conflict.
That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
To celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs. Free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us as we wage an InfoWar for liberty and freedom for all. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping for the month of July.
Well, today we have more news on the aftermath of the economic collapse, both in the Chinese stock market as well as in Greece. Also, updates to what happened with the terrorism scares in Chattanooga, the way that's being spun, the way it's being used, perhaps, by our government. First, let's take a look at what's happening with gold. Gold has hit a five-year low. It's gone under $1,100 because of massive Chinese selling. They report gold prices have plunged as much as 4% to their lowest in more than 5 years on Monday. This is because of Chinese offloading of the metal, they say. And this is the way it is reported by Reuters. They say investors have been finding less and less reason to hold gold as an insurance against risk, with the dollar strengthening and ahead of what is expected to be the first increase in U.S. interest rates for nearly a decade. And of course, last Wednesday, Janet Yellen, head of the Federal Reserve, said that she was anticipating that sometime before the end of this year, they would raise interest rates after keeping them at zero for a very long time. Now, whether or not that happens, they're portraying this as people fleeing gold and going to the security of a stock market. Seriously? I mean, I'm not an economist. I'm not an investment analyst. But I look at this, and when I see the Chinese massively offloading gold, understand that in the crash of the Chinese stock market, they lost the equivalent of 13 Greek economies. They had to cover those margins somehow. Everybody, when this was happening, was very concerned about it because they were talking about how leveraged the Chinese stock market was, like our market in 1929. Fortunately, perhaps, they had a lot of holding in gold, and maybe that allowed them to keep their stability. Nevertheless, it is now at a very low point. Perhaps it is at a good point to buy. I don't know. I'm not selling any. But if we look at what happened in Greece, another report from Reuters talks about the prime minister and calls him the man who cost Greece billions. And of course, to put a number on it, that number of billions is 33 billion. Understand that in just 3 weeks period of time, they went from a deal that was going to cost them 53 billion euros to a deal that cost them 86 billion euros. That's 33 billion euros increase. That's a 62% increase in just 3 weeks. Now, of course, there's a lot of punishment involved in that. Bankers telling this upstart party that they're going to get in line. But of course, there's also a lot of misdirection and collusion on the part of the prime minister. We saw vacillation, then we saw capitulation. We saw them saying there would be no capital controls, there'd be no cash controls, and then later that evening on a Sunday, enforcing cash controls. We saw a referendum where the people voted whether or not they were going to accept that deal. People said no. Then the prime minister said yes. This is the way that it always works out. they are always, the bankers, that is, are always able to get the Marxists to do what they're unable to do. In many cases, if it was a conservative prime minister, a lot of people would have their guard up. They would be looking for someone who was giving the banks everything that they wanted and more. But not when you have a Marxist as the head of it. And this fellow is definitely a Marxist. Listen to the description in the Reuters article. They say until a renovation a few months ago, a portrait of Che Guevara hung outside Cyprus's office. Quote, at 16, I read Marx and believed capitalism would end and we would go to the next stage of society, socialism. To me, this was an absolute. Very much like Hugo Chavez, the friend of the bankers, who pretended to be a friend of the people. Of course, that's the way the Marxists always run. They establish themselves with the help of a few bankers, just like Lenin did, just like Hugo Chavez did. They returned 700% return on investment to the bankers in Venezuela. Meanwhile, the people went begging and are now still going begging for water, for medicine, for food. We're seeing the same thing happening in Greece. Understand that that original deal of 53 billion euros was about equivalent to the hard assets that the bankers and the crony capitalists are now taking out of Greece. They offered them 53 billion total. Now they're going to take out 50 billion in hard assets and then put the rest of it on the credit card. It's always a Cloward and Piven strategy. They encourage, with the help of the socialist government, they encourage the people to go create a welfare state. They build that welfare state until it gets to the stage of collapse. And then they come in and take the hard assets. Homes, as we see. Also, the power company in Greece. That's a very symbolic grab there, but it is a massive economic grab, taking the electricity generation of Greece, as well as the islands. Look at this story from InfoWars. Warren Buffett reportedly is buying a Greek island for 15 million euros. The name of the island in English is St. Thomas. Of course, Johnny Depp has also purchased an island in Greece for 4.2 million, and Brad and Angelina are in the market. They say dozens of islands are currently up for sale in Greece. Yes, it's a fire sale, and we see all the elites, all the Hollywood stars jumping in to take advantage of that. Now, this is exactly what we're seeing and what we're going to see as we roll down this Cloward and Piven strategy, as the globalists take over and seize our assets after they drive us into bankruptcy with massive loans over decades, compounded with interest. But there's another way that we see a parallel to the transatlantic, the trans-Pacific partnerships that are being done. Of course, those are being negotiated in secret by lobbyists. Our legislators are not involved in that, but of course, our legislators sometimes do get in on the fire sale. They do get in on the backroom deals. And one of the ways that they do that here domestically is through an organization called ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council. Here's how that works.
We can't show you what's behind this closed door.
Georgia legislators are here participating in discussions. So why can't the people who elected them see the process? This is a private meeting.
What happens in these back rooms?
There are votes taken that have the corporate folks at the same table voting with the legislators on what bills to pick. They absolutely vote, and the truth be told, they write the bills.
ALEC bills come complete with blanks where legislators need only fill in their state name.
And again, as you watch that report, you notice how they have the bill completely written. You just fill in the blank for the state that you're involved in. We've seen this before. We've seen this at the international level, quite frankly. We've seen it with the UN and their war on drugs. They wrote 10 years before Richard Nixon created the war on drugs, declared the war on drugs. They wrote that in the UN. They had the four schedules that we divide drugs into for the war on drugs, for the prohibition of drugs. We've also seen it happen with Agenda 21. People don't want to believe that we have template laws being made by people who aren't our legislators. Well, that's happening all the time. The difference with the bills that we see now that are coming out with the trade treaties with the transatlantic trans-Pacific partnership is they're eliminating the middleman. They're not really including the legislators when they write these bills. They're going to write them without them and then just present it to them and have them pass it. Kind of puts a new spin on what Nancy Pelosi said. Well, we have to slow this down a little bit and get a better deal for the American people. No, she's getting a better deal for themselves because they're being pushed out of the negotiations as far as the international treaties for the international government goes, because our state legislators are Our national legislators are going to be outside of the loop in that, because now we're moving to the next level. But it reminds me, when I look at this, of what Otto von Bismarck said about how you don't want to see a law being made. This is corruption that's been going on for a long time, but they're now taking it to a completely different level. As he pointed out, it was like watching sausage being made. You don't want to know how that's done. Now, it's not just the economic news. There's also aftermath in this shooting that happened in Chattanooga. We're now being told that it's not any connection whatsoever to ISIS, no terrorist connections, no Islamic jihadist connections, no, it is simply drugs. That's not hard to believe. It's not hard to believe that drugs could be involved, that you've got someone who is suicidal, that took drugs for the depression, but it's being spun differently. Let's take a look at this article from Infowars.com. Drugs and mental illness behind the Chattanooga shooting. A representative for the family of Mohammed Abdulaziz says the 24-year-old Chattanooga shooter had abused both prescription and non-prescription drugs, including sleeping pills, opioids, painkillers, marijuana, and alcohol. Now, they focus on alcohol and on marijuana, interestingly enough. They don't talk, there's not a list as to what the drugs are. There was an exclusive story that was put out by ABC News, covered by the Drudge Report, but they were very vague about this diary that was released to ABC News by the FBI. Very interesting, I find. Now, his family says that he was suffering from depression for years. Is it likely that he would be taking something like SSRIs, which we know not only exacerbates the depression in many users, but it also is linked in many cases to murder-suicide sprees. So today they're moving from a focus on jihadist connections to a focus on drug connections, on a suicidal user. Nevertheless, the connection to ISIS is interesting with the timing. Wayne Madsen had this to say on Alex Jones today earlier.
And I agree that he's a terrorist, but I have to then look at why was this particular attack conducted when it was. We do know that Saudi Arabia, along with Israel, is totally opposed to this nuclear deal by the P5 plus one countries with Iran. And now I hear on the Fox News is all these neocons saying, you see, by helping, by having this pact with Iran, it's enabling these terrorists, these sleepers in the United States. Well, this guy is a follower, obviously, of the Wahhabist, Salafist sect of Islam. Iran happens to be diametrically opposed. They are Shias. And they're as much a target as anyone else are by these Saudi fanatics.
Well, that shows how dumb they think the public is that they're always blaming Iran for Wahhabist activities when the two are archenemies.
But I think Obama certainly knows the difference. So I have to think that this failure by him to basically state that this was an act of terrorism in the same manner. Now, it doesn't mean that it was not known about in advance by certain people, especially, say, the Saudi government. I heard the previous segment with Bill Binney talking about the 28 pages, but the Saudis are over their heads on supporting these acts of terror, and attacking a recruiting center in Chattanooga would be just down their alley.
So to sum up what Wayne was saying, perhaps it was the Saudis who were trying to create a terrorist event to create a backlash against this Iranian deal, because ISIS is the enemy of Iran. Nevertheless, the American public isn't going to get that, just like they aren't going to understand that it's not alcohol and marijuana that are causing people to go on suicidal rampages. It is SSRI. Still a very suspicious circumstances. We're going to look in the next segment that's coming up. We're going to look at a proposal by Wesley Clark, as well as bills that have been put into Congress to step up the surveillance. I think it all ties together with Jade Helm. We're going to take a close look at that afterwards. But first, there's more about this shooting. We see that at least six states have now moved to armed National Guard offices. The six states are Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Indiana. Now, understand that even though the governors have armed those offices to protect the people there, that's because the governors have control over the National Guard offices. They have no control over whether or not there's going to be guards at the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force offices. Those branches are in the Department of Defense. Those are under the control of the president. And we've had presidents from both parties who have, for a very long time, disarmed the American people. Starting with Clinton, they've disarmed the soldiers who work for them. They cannot be trusted with arms, evidently. And so they disarmed them at the military bases as well as recruitment stations. That went through George W. Bush, and it has continued under Obama. But of course, it's not just our active duty soldiers that can't be trusted with firearms. It's our veterans and now our retirees. Look at this latest move from Obama to ban guns from 4.2 million Social Security recipients in a massive gun grab. They say the Obama administration is pushing to ban Social Security beneficiaries from owning guns if they lack the mental capacity to manage their own affairs. Now, in the past, this has been things like subnormal intelligence, mental illness, incompetency, other conditions like that. They've tried to prevent sales to felons, drug addicts, immigrants in the country through the National Criminal Background Check System. Now, however, they're going to look at your finances to determine whether or not you're competent to own a firearm. Now, how many retired people who are on Social Security, who are elderly, who perhaps have massive medical bills, how many of those people are going to be deemed financially incompetent so they can confiscate firearms? And they, of all people, need to be able to protect themselves with something that equalizes an intruder into the home. Firearms are something that allows them to be on equal footing, at least to an intruder that they cannot physically fight off. Now they're going to take that away from everybody. They're going after us area by area. Every segment of society, they're going to find some way, some excuse to take your guns. It's bad enough to have one person without due process in a hospital or medical situation to declare you are incompetent, taking away your rights without due process. But now they're going to do it based on financial incompetence. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to take a close look at this proposal from Wesley Clark saying, if you're not loyal to the government, perhaps you need to be locked up. We'll be right back.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139. To celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs. Free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free, all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us as we wage an info war for liberty and freedom for all. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping for the month of July.
Now, it looked last week very clearly to be a case of a jihadist lone wolf attack on the military, as we learned of the Chattanooga shooting. This week, however, there's been a concerted effort to try to spin this into one troubled young man who was on drugs that caused him to get suicidal, but not talking about SSRI drugs, just talking about marijuana and alcohol. Even more troubling, however, was what surfaced over the weekend, and that is Wesley Clark talking about internment camps. And this has implications that tie into Jade Helm as well. And we're going to look at that with Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson, who are joining me in the studio. There's also been a bill that has been introduced by Congressman Mike McCaul, H.R. 2899, to create a new office inside of Homeland Security, an office for countering violent extremism. All of this ties into what we just saw with the shooting, what Wesley Clark is promoting, as well as this new bill in Congress. Leanne, Jakari, when I saw these comments from Wesley Clark, I was amazed because, in my mind, this ties in precisely to what we've seen from the mastering the human domain, the analytics, human domain analytics, the activity-based intelligence. That's precisely what he's proposing, and yet he's taking it to the next step, saying that people that are suspicious need to be interned before in a prison camp before they can do something dangerous or violent.
Well, it's the classic see something, say something, but now they're just going after their political opposition.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Let's take a look at the clips, and we want to talk about what Wesley Clark said. Let's play that first clip.
Well, we've got to identify the people who are most likely to be radicalized. We've got to cut this off at the beginning. There are always a certain number of young people who are alienated. They don't get a job. They lost a girlfriend. Their family doesn't feel happy here. Mm-hmm. And we can watch the signs of that. And there are members of the community who will reach out to those people and bring them back in and encourage them to look at their blessings here.
Okay, so he's saying we need to identify the people who have been radicalized. These are going to be people who have just lost their job, who are struggling. Maybe they lost their girlfriend. Maybe they got family problems. Where are they going to find this information?
Right,
going to be social media, right?
Yeah, and he's basically describing every single teenager in America, anyone who feels alienated. Maybe they broke up with their girlfriend, or, I mean, think about all the millennials that are going to be really upset very soon when they cannot find a job.
Absolutely. This is what really concerns me about this, too, is that when you look at the way they're talking about mastering the human domain, when you look at geospatial intelligence and all the stuff that we've done the reports on that really tie the military, special forces, Homeland Security, NSA, all that together, what they're focusing on really is the pre-crime aspect.
Right.
They're saying we don't know what we're looking for or who we're looking for, which is precisely what Wesley Clark is saying here. So we're just going to grab everything we can, toss it into the AI system, and see who pops up.
Right.
Okay, you talk about profiling people ethnically, racially, politically, religiously.
But as we've seen, David, they can't even stop the attacks on the NSA facility.
Yes.
You know, these people, they have so much metadata that it's impossible for them to actually track it all down and find the real credible threats.
Well, that's, so, they need a bigger program.
Exactly. And they say they want to have AI for that because they just don't have the resources. So whenever they fail, that's always an argument for them to have to do more of the same thing, right? Broader and deeper. And that's the problem with all this. There's never any end to it. Let's go to that next clip that he's got.
In World War II, if someone supported Nazi Germany at the expense of the United States, we didn't say that was freedom of speech. We put him in a camp. They were prisoners of war. So if these people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States as a matter of principle, fine, that's their right. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community for the duration of the conflict.
Okay, now that was an amazing clip in and of itself, because we all know the history of how people, primarily the Japanese people in California, were rounded up and put into internment camps during World War II, not because it was anything specific that they came after, not even because they exercised their free speech, as Wesley Clark implies, and criticized the government. They were rounded up because of their ethnicity and put into camps, and yet, and he knows this, he's smart. This is a guy who was a valedictorian at West Point. Okay, so he knows what this history is. He knows full well what this is, yet he's spinning it into something that it isn't and saying we're going to, putting out the trial balloon, that we're going to get rid of people's free speech. Yeah, they have a right to say that. We have a right to lock you up if you're disloyal to the American government.
Right, and I love how he says keep them in there until the end of the war, which we all know that the war on terror is perpetual, so he's... Yes.
It will never be over.
There indefinitely.
And it's not just the Japanese, Dave. We also saw similar things with the Native Americans, Trail of Tears. Yes. You know, yes. So to anybody who would say that that can't happen here, it already has happened here.
Right. Many times.
And they're
times.
Already trying to make this about the patriots, you know, right-wing extremists and not so much necessarily radical Islam. So they're casting a really wide net of who can be indefinitely detained.
When he ties this into the Nazis, I mean, nobody who was a Nazi sympathizer was locked up. They didn't lock up Charles Lindbergh, okay, who was Nazi sympathizer.
They brought him over here and put him in Operation Paperclip.
That's right. They didn't lock up the royal family, okay, because they're not Nazi sympathies, okay. They did lock up Nazi spies, but that's a very different thing than somebody rounding somebody up because of their ethnicity, okay? But that's precisely what we're seeing with this new human domain analytics. They're looking at everything. They're looking at your ethnics. They're looking at your political affiliations, your religious affiliations. And then they are profiling you in a very dangerous way, because this is all going to be done automatically by artificial intelligence because they simply don't have the manpower. It's like the East Germans, okay, during the Stasi. They had literally half of the people spying on the other half, and they still couldn't analyze all the data that they were grabbing on everybody. So they're going to have computers to do this. And when they do that, it's going to get very dangerous for people.
Right. And they're talking about part of this $10 million budget for this new office is going to go basically for these some more sock puppet accounts. They need more people online putting out disinfo. It's talking all about these counter propaganda campaigns. So we're going to see even more people in these chat rooms trying to confuse people, sending out.
Let's talk about that bill, because now what you're talking about is the bill that was introduced by Mike McCall, congressman here from Texas, House Bill 2899. This was put out June 25th of this year. Mm-hmm. It's to add an office for countering violent extremism. And listen to what they're looking for. They're going to identify risk factors that contribute to violent extremism, look at potential remedies for government and non-government institutions. That means they're going to identify people that they think might be targeted by propaganda. They call that violent extremist propaganda. And then they're going to have outreach efforts. That sounds so nice. Mm-hmm. From the Department of Defense and Homeland Security. They're going to basically counter violent extremism. In other words, they're going to create their own office of propaganda for people. If that doesn't work, then you get the Wesley Clark treatment. Okay, you get thrown into the jail system, right?
And here they're looking for these, they say violent extremism means ideologically motivated terrorist activities. And we've seen in the past that they are surveilling people who are putting on vegan potlucks.
Yes.
Right. So these are the terrorists.
Just the most benign things. We've seen SWAT raids over people who have raw milk. I believe it was the Bureau of Justice Statistics said if you wear blue jeans, you know, just the most benign behavior, paying with cash. These are potential signs that you're a terrorist.
Don't worry about that, Jakari, because one of these clauses here is that this is the LOL clause, okay? Ensuring all activities related to countering violent extremism fully respect the privacy, the civil rights, and the civil liberties of all Americans.
Oh, they're going, okay, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
Put that in there, kind of a wink and a nod.
But the amazing thing is that they define violent extremism as ideologically motivated terrorist activities.
Right.
And they're not really even activities. This is just somebody exercising their free speech, as Wesley Clark is saying. I want to go over one more aspect of this, and that is the reaction of people to this proposal. I saw this on Crooks and Liars, which is a website that skews to the left. Okay, that's where I first saw it. They were absolutely amazed that their hero, somebody who had run for president as a Democrat, would come up with a process like this, a proposal, a radical proposal, because it's not the radicals that they're rounding up. These guys are the radicals, okay? These are the people who are rebelling against our form of government, people like Wesley Clark. So they were absolutely amazed that he would come up with this. But this is what the people that went to the website, how they commented on it. They said, well, in a way, I support this idea. Listen to all the Republican politicians in a land that best exemplifies what they claim to want, someplace like Somalia. And then the next one says, sorry, but Texas would be the place to send them where they want to go anyway. Let's start building the fence. They have a load of radicals there. Just go to InfoWars and check it out. So see, this is, they cannot see Jade Helm folded into this. And that's precisely what this is.
Well, it's the mentality that you're fighting against, because we recall with Abraham Lincoln, he was locking up his political opposition as well. So this is something that everybody who claims they're liberal and progressive and accepting of other people's thoughts, lifestyles, and views, they feel that way until they actually meet somebody with a different lifestyle, point of view, and all that.
Right. And then they're like, lock them up in the internment camp.
Incredibly intolerant, incredibly dangerous. Mm-hmm. And you talk about people being afraid of government profiling in inner city, afraid of government profiling at the airport. This is government profiling in every field that you can imagine on steroids, and that's what is connected with mastering the human domain. We should all be very concerned about what's going on with Jade Helm. Now stay with us right after the break. Leanne McAdoo is going to talk to Dave Krieger of Clouded Titles. There are new important revelations, especially in Florida. We're also going to have in the following segment, Rob Dew is going to come in and look at reports that the military and the militia got into a firefight in Whitney, Texas today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs. Free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free, all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us as we wage an info war for liberty and freedom for all. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping for the month of July.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Did you know that only 6 corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Joining me in studio now is Dave Krieger. He is the author of Clouded Titles, a really wonderful book that we sell in the InfoWars bookstore. It's pretty much gone viral. And this is an advocacy book for homeowners to really help them get out from under all of this mortgage fraud, banking scandal that's been going on after that, the foreclosure crisis, really, of 2008. Talk to me a little bit about Clouded Titles. We've got this updated edition as well as, you know, this book really made you public enemy number one.
I think it pretty much did, Leanne. We had, you know, all sorts of concerns for homeowners, you know, when I did this. This was going to be my legacy. You know, my past basically has allowed me, because of the fact I've been involved in a foreclosure myself, and actually, you know, walked away from a house and did what they call a strategic default. This is what actually led me to start investigating all of the things after being forced out by Washington Mutual out of my house in San Antonio, a very nice place. And, you know, I just thought, man, there's something weird going on here. And I had no idea who Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems was at the time. And I soon found out by 2007, I virtually had 2 file cabinets full of data. And I just didn't know what to do until 2008. I broke my foot and I decided at that point in time I was going to write the book and this was going to be my life's work. I literally, in the process, developed a procedure called a chain of title assessment. Mm-hmm. And this is where we go in and analyze a homeowner's chain of title. And we use this for case development with attorneys who are fighting the foreclosures, doing quiet title actions and the like. And so this was all condensed into a book that originally started out as 254 pages that ended up as 432 pages of what you have right there. And so this thing has been widely read by attorneys. It's been recommended by bankruptcy trustees for the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. And to homeowners to read, because they need to get a handle on what's going on here, because the foreclosure crisis is still ongoing.
Right.
There is a wave of home equity lines of credit that are getting ready to reset themselves across the country, and foreclosures are going to start up again. Mm-hmm. In Florida, where we had just completed a forensic examination of the land records in Osceola County, the rocket docket system ended July 1st, so there's no more senior judges. They literally, the state ran out of money.
Wow.
And so they can't do these two-minute foreclosure hearings anymore. You know, those things are by the wayside. And now I have clients calling me, telling me, we can't get a hearing until October. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, literally the entire system in Florida again, which is one of the sand states, Florida, Arizona, Nevada, California, the sand states all were the ones to be affected first. And those are the ones that we're starting to see case law as the pendulum starts to swing back in favor of the homeowners. The fourth District Court of Appeals in Miami-Dade, Florida, has been issuing ruling after ruling in favor of homeowners against the banks.
Wow.
And all they have to do is get to appeal. Leanne, I've said this on previous shows with Alex and others on your staff, that basically as long as people are willing to take this thing to the limit and appeal their case, they have a better chance of winning. Well, in the process of all this, we started auditing county land records. And so, as you know, we did Williamson County here in Texas. And we were basically all this information became viral. People researched it. I ran into some people in Florida that read this report. They, in turn, came in contact with a newly elected circuit clerk named Armando Ramirez. This man is 80 years old. He's an ex-detective for the New York DA's office. And he was elected in a landslide, and he decided, after looking at my report and looking at the Clouded Titles book and reading the Williamson County report, he decided he was going to retain us and do a forensic examination. Now, that's a difference in the audit, because audit basically uses statistical data. This particular two-volume set, as you see right here, which obviously I cannot release this to the media. I've been told and have an agreement with the clerk that I will not, I can't open this book on your show. Obviously, right. I can talk about the fact of the patterns that we found, and we're seeing a lot of these foreclosure mills in Florida that were taking people's homes,
right,
actually involved in the manufacture of the documents.
Right.
The law firms themselves were making these documents up and having people sign them. We had one attorney who the Osceola County Sheriff's Department, who has been investigating this, I've given him her name. They have yet to call her. There are 33 cases in volume two of this alone where one law firm in of itself instructed this attorney to alter sworn declarations by the banks and file them in the court without re-verifying them. Right. Now, she said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. They fired her from her job. She filed a whistleblower lawsuit in Palm Beach County. She got a default against them. This law firm then filed bankruptcy. The checks were bouncing all over the place. They couldn't pay their bills. This does not preclude them from criminal charges. So the state's attorney, Jeff Ashton, in the Ninth Circuit of Florida, which is Orlando, Orange and Osceola County, mm-hmm. directed the Osceola County Sheriff's Department to investigate this. We had a meeting with the sheriffs. It got ugly. They were all of a sudden out to get us. That's what this whole thing started to evolve into. Now we're the target.
Right.
We are the target.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, well, this doesn't make any sense. We've spent 5.5 months compiling data based on another 5 months worth of research and writing the report. And now what you're telling us, after we gave you 17 cases of evidence, you can't find one single criminal count in all of this data?
Yeah.
Seriously. Congressman Alan Grayson, who's running for senator in Florida, supports this examination. He has a copy of it. He's read it. And of course, like I said, I'm under a duty right now to the clerk not to release this report. But we literally have come under attack from a recent article in the Orlando Sentinel. We have a tabloid trash reporter out there that obviously from times past had it in for this county clerk. He wants to get this clerk. It became very apparent to us, and we were all basically of the opinion that nobody should deal with this guy. Mm-hmm. And so he basically wrote his own smear campaign to the clerk, trying to assassinate the character of the clerk. And we just basically said, look, what we feel is in this report is legitimate. It's valid. The congressman who is now running for senator supports this. And I think that, you know, that's important to recognize that, you know, people need to get involved in this thing, and they need to start screaming like bloody murder, because we're not the only ones under attack here.
Right.
The people of Osceola County, Florida, and all over the United States are under attack from the same manufacturing of these documents. You know, the AG settlement.
We all had to bail out the banks
because
of this.
Sure you did. And the AG settlement in 2012, we actually started. We gave them 90 days grace period. We figured, man, the servicers, they've got to stop this. And so as of June 1, 2012 to June 1, 2014, we started the research. Everything that the servicers agreed not to do in February of 12 is still going on today.
Right.
And we have evidence of it here. It's criminal. It's RICO. MERS is involved. MERS Corp is involved. All of its members are involved. The major banks are involved. The major servicers are involved. And yet Osceola County is doing nothing.
Right. And then here you kind of have some local agencies and even a journalist who's supposed to be out there reporting on stories that are for the public good, actually kind of coming after you in a personal attack to cover up things that are affecting the public there at large. And I mean, this is just one county in Florida.
Exactly. And I mean,
so surprising.
You're right. It is. I mean, it's not surprising given the nature of the fact that a lot of
these,
they're pro bank.
Yeah.
You know, you can understand that the government is in bed with the banks. And obviously, you know, not everybody in government, like Congressman Grayson, believes that what these people are doing is proper.
Yeah.
He sees this report. He's read it. He said the fees that we charged, the $34,500 that we charged Osceola County to do this, was eminently reasonable. And we were operating under threshold limits. And so, you know, we did everything by the book. And we had an attorney there supervising. And on the back of section 2 of the book, There's a four-page opinion letter from another foreclosure defense attorney who practices in the courts in Osceola County. And so this validated, in fact, she found more stuff than what we found.
Right.
And this so she huge. Validated our report. Right. And so, you know, like I said, this is the thing that, you know, the people of Osceola County, as well as the people in the state of Florida and across the country, need to get behind this, and they need to start calling their county boards of supervisors and start complaining that they want a forensic examination or audit done in their land records, because this needs to come out. And we actually have a plan in some states where we can actually help the county finance this.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. I mean, we need to fight back. This is an opportunity for homeowners and for citizens to be able to fight back against the corruption that's going on by the banks. Senator Grayson, or Congressman, he is...
Oh, I like to call him Senator Grayson. That's fitting.
You know,
he's a great guy.
He is. The wishful thinking. He's spoken out about the TPP and other sorts of corruption. He's a good guy. Like, he sees this stuff and he says, we need to do something about this and support this type of activity. You've got evidence, proof here, and the cover-up's got to stop. So tell people where they can go to get more information on this, as well as to... Clouded Title, the book as well.
Sure. Well, you know, you can get Clouded Titles at your InfoWarsStore.com, but you also can get it at cloudedtitles.com. What I really want to inform your listeners about, Leanne, is that we have a blog site. It's called cloudedtitlesblog.com. It's absolutely free to sign up, and we basically are going to give you the latest information and news as to where to go, what to do, who to talk to. But, you know, literally, you can go to the cloudedtitles.com website and email us directly through there if you have an issue that you'd like us to look at. And as I say, you know, we're taking things on a first come, first serve basis.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Leanne.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Now, some in the alternative media have published articles as well as covered this in podcasts today, what appears to be a firefight between the military and militia, even posing the question, is this a real firefight? Let's take a quick look at that. Well, joining me right now to talk about this is Rob Dew. Of course, Rob, you took a look at this closely. Tell us what you found out.
Well, initially, what kind of turned my spidey sense on was the quality of the video. It's a real low quality recording. And usually that means something's going on and nobody's talking during the piece. So that, that's another red flag to me. The particular account is called Google Plus Sucks. I don't know if they're the original people that posted it today, but they've got 14,000 views, 17,000 now already. It's 14 on my printout, but they, you know, the title, Jade Helm has gone live, 7/20/15, militia and military, firefight. And it says it was recorded live in Whitney, Texas this morning at 7:19 a.m.
Yeah.
So I got on Google Maps and looked up Whitney, Texas. You could see a sign, still frame. It says West Railroad. So there's a street there. So I found it actually have a railroad street in Whitney, but it's, they don't have a West Railroad and it's real small and it's kind of on the outskirts of the town. That looks like right in a town center right there. And then, somebody else pointed out that one of the cars said Montgomery County, but I'm not sure if that's what it was. Montgomery County is north of Houston. So a little bit more looking.
It didn't fit. Because Whitney is between Waco and Dallas.
Right. So, yeah, it's kind of off in the hill country. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a little bit closer to Dallas than it is to us. And I sent this to Joe Biggs, who, coincidentally is out at covering a real problem, a training. He's at a recruitment center standing guard. In fact, we have a picture of him right here, at the Armed Forces Recruiting Center down in South, Austin right there, standing guard with some other, military folks.
Because as we mentioned, even though there's been six states and Texas is one of them that, is allowing the National Guard to arm themselves, protect their recruitment stations as well as bases, that still doesn't do anything for regular military because that's under the control of the Department of Defense and the President and they're not doing
anything about that. And they want them to stay disarmed.
That's right.
Because that's the number one threat. But here I'm going to reveal here, this video comes from us from 2012, June 16th, 2012. Robin Sage exercise at Candor, North Carolina. So guys, show the YouTube shot of that. It's the same exact footage with the live firefight going on. That only got 5,000 views. So there definitely wasn't as much hype behind it back then. That's been up since 2012. So somebody reposted this video and either intentionally is misleading people or maybe they really thought it was a Jade Helm exercise, but
there's a lot of disinformation out there. And that's the thing that's very concerning.
Yeah.
Are they trying to get people? Are they trying to provoke something about that? When I looked at that video, the other clues that I saw about that was you could see that there was a cop standing there at one point.
Look how he was directing traffic.
Yeah. He's standing there directing traffic as these guys are coming back to a building corner to clear the area. So, and you can see some people calmly walking. A few others were just.
The cars are driving by. So it's like acting erratically.
But you know, here's the thing though, Rob. That exercise, Robin Sage, that takes place in a fictional country of Pineland. And that's different from Jade Helm. And that's one of the things that Louis Gohmert and other people talked about. They were concerned about. They said always in the past, military exercises were done in fictional countries like Pineland. This specifically talked about Texas. And as I covered earlier today, when Wesley Clark made this radical proposal of interring people who were disloyal for their speech, okay, interring them in prison camps as a preventive measure, there were people on liberal sites like Crooks and Liars saying, oh, send them to Texas. Those people are dangerous anyway. It's all Texas, 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 InfoWars, gun owners, Republicans, conservatives. And that's where this stuff is being targeted for. This is not for these proposals, this law that was put out by Mike McCall, 2899, to combat violent extremism. This is not being targeted towards jihadists. This is going to be targeted towards people who are conservatives, people who are perceived as enemies by the intolerant left that we saw making comments at Crooks and Liars.
This is Southern Poverty Law Center talking points.
Exactly.
If you go back and look at it, that's where you're going to see it from. It comes from their reports. They get their nails into people, get them into Congress, and they start feeding them information about who is the danger here. And we can see that the military obviously thinks the military is a danger to this country because they don't even let them walk around with guns.
Yeah.
And which it just boggles my mind totally. Yeah. And so now we have to have citizens going out and actually standing guard at recruitment centers because the military is not allowed to do their job, which is,
of course, if they're on Social Security, they're going to say they're incompetent. If they've got any financial issues because, you know, they don't have a lot of money, they might have medical expenses. So take their guns because they're financially incompetent. One of the things, Rob, that we were talking about with this bill, H.R. 2899, is the fact that they're talking about violent extremism and they're saying it's ideologically motivated activities. Okay. Now, That's not what they're talking about in the gist of the bill. The gist of the bill is to go out and identify, to look for people, and to counter-propagandize them. So this is really all about speech, just like Wesley Clark's was all about political speech, okay? And then identifying these people as violent, okay, because they say something that is disloyal, locking them up, as Wesley Clark says. And the way that he spins this, confusing the idea of people who were loyal to the Nazis with the internment of massive amounts of people simply because they were ethnic Japanese.
Exactly. Yeah, and most of the people that were interned were ethnic Japanese, and it just defies logic. These people came to this country. Mm-hmm. They hadn't been accused of anything. They hadn't been convicted of anything, but they were rounded up, and they willingly went to these camps.
And he knows that history, and he ignores that, and he tries to make it about people who were Nazi sympathizers or whatever. Not even spies, okay, but people who said something that was sympathetic to the Nazis. As we point out, of course, they didn't lock up anybody from the royal family.
And I just want to go back to Robin Sage. It came out, and people knew about this. And actually, a soldier died during that training because a police officer wasn't aware of what was going on. Mm-hmm. He saw the guns. He pulled his gun and fired at one of these Robin Sage exercises.
And yet, we're bad guys because we talk about, we ask questions, we make public that there's going to be this massive military exercise, unprecedented in the amount of time that it runs, unprecedented in the sense that it identifies real areas as being mm-hmm. enemy territory, hostile territory, because you get everybody's either permissive of the government or you're hostile if you don't permit them to do whatever they want. So we need to talk about that, but that's supposed to be a big problem. And they denied that when it first came out. Remember? They still wanted to keep that quiet. They didn't want to tell people. So why, if you've had a soldier who was killed because of ignorance, why wouldn't you make it very public if you're going to do something like that?
Exactly. You'd seem you want everybody on board, which is why they're working now with state and local authorities with Jade Helm. Mm-hmm. And just to go back into Jade Helm, with all the press that we put out there to wake people up about this and these exercises, well, the Washington Post had an article, Obama Jade Helm 15 to be scaled back after discovering that some Texans are armed. I think that's a lot due to us that was scaled back. And then they didn't even allow press into the event because they knew if they were going to allow some press, they were going to have to allow alternative media there, or they would have made a big stink of it.
That and again, going back to Robin Sage, Washington Post said specifically, they said, well, we're not going to allow press coverage of our special forces activity. They said, well, you allowed it at Robin Sage. Yeah. You could dispel a lot of people's fears if you would be upfront with them about it. But they said, no, you're not going to be allowed to cover it.
What have you got to hide? That's, you know, what they like to tell us all the time.
Exactly.
What have you got to hide? And then going back to your HR 2899, that is directly involved with that geospatial intelligence mastering the human domain. This is sort of like putting it out into Congress now, sort of making it official that we're going to go in and just start data mining everybody and to create these lists because we have to look out for the extremists, because those are the problem. The people that don't like what the government's doing is the problem, which is exactly opposite.
I understand, too, that this unconventional warfare, this is all part of PSYOPs, okay? This is the way the Green Berets, that's what they started at. And Admiral McRaven, who was a former head of Special Forces, said, we want to be boots on the ground. We need to understand that it's not just kinetic exercises, firefights, jumping out of planes, but it was really subverting areas politically, determining who is on our side politically, who is against us politically. We need to get back to those roots of Special Forces. So unconventional warfare is essentially about psychological operations, like showing firefights that are not really firefights.
Exactly. So it makes me wonder, who was the progenitor of taking a video from 2012, Robin Sage, an exercise on the other side of the country, and try to pretend that it was going on in Texas? So that'll be interesting to see who takes credit for that. But I think we can say this is thoroughly debunked. It's not a Jade Helm exercise gone live. There was no militia military firefight. Whoever originally put this up or whoever's putting the narrative out there, I mean, it's completely false, and, you know, they should stop doing stuff like this.
Great job. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube and you're not a subscriber, please subscribe to our channel. But if you're not a paid subscriber to Prison Planet TV, please consider supporting our operation. Your paid subscription will allow you to share this with up to 20 other people as it's happening each night, as well as having access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. That's the way you wake people up. Join us again tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
To celebrate the birth of our country and give a big thanks to all the info warriors out there, we are now offering free shipping on every item shipped out of the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse. That's free shipping on all t-shirts, books, and DVDs.
free shipping on Molon Labe and 1776 belt buckles, which are also 25% off while supplies last. Free shipping on all of our InfoWarsLife.com nutraceuticals. If it's in the InfoWarsStore.com warehouse, it's shipping for free, all during the month of July. It's our way of saying thanks to the true heart and soul of this operation, who stand beside us and support us as we wage an InfoWar for liberty and freedom for all. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping for the month of July.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com.
You don't like a small group of psychos hijacking your country? Well, become president of the United States and change it from the...
Never mind.
Three cops were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.